Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's Tuesday, which means we'll be doing the Blueprint Power Hour during the first hour. Then later in the show, we're going to be joined by Tony Federico when we talk about processed foods and processed friends. Is Facebook a Neolithic agent of disease? Very, very interesting discussion that I heard at the Ancestral Health Symposium, and I think you'll get a lot out of it. Before we start with the Blueprint Power Hour, first of all, hi, Rob Regish. How are you?
Doing great, man. Doing great.
Very good. We're joined by a listener and a friend of the show, a fellow superhuman, Alex Leaf. How are you, Alex?
I'm doing great, Carl.
The reason we have Alex on is because we've been getting a lot of feedback on AuraMD. I've asked people, if you've used AuraMD, let me know. I want to know what you think of it, truthfully, good, bad, or indifferent. And we want to talk about it on the show. And Alex did respond. And how long have you been using AuraMD for now?
I probably started using it 3 months ago, about when the offer first appeared on the show.
Okay, now had you been using, what kind of toothpaste were you using prior?
Just normal Crest with fluoride. I'd never given it much thought until I started hearing about AuraMD.
Okay, so was it difficult to make the transition from a pasty silica, which is sand-based product, with toxins to an oil-based product?
No, it wasn't difficult. The hardest part was actually trying to figure out how many drops to use.
Yeah. Everybody is different. And the funny thing is, the longer you use it, the more you enjoy the sensation of these very, very powerful oils. But I'm up to like three drops now, but I started out with one to two to get the ball rolling. What about you?
I actually started with five.
Oh, dude, you're strong.
Yeah, well, it burned for a little bit, but after the second day, it just became routine.
Okay, so what did you notice right off the bat when you first started using it as compared to the other toothpaste you had used for your entire adult life?
Well, the first thing I noticed is that the little stains on your teeth that you use, like, whiteners for.
Right.
Those actually started to go away.
I know.
Without even using a whitener.
Yeah.
From the oils.
Yeah, amazing. And those whiteners are not the best thing for you anyway. So
yeah.
That's really a good thing. Okay, what about your breath? Did you have anyone comment to you, wow, what did you just use to brush your teeth? Your breath smells so clean.
Yeah, actually, my mom. The first time I used them, I walked out of the bathroom and she's like, what new mouthwash are you using?
It's so strong. You know, Rob, when I brush my teeth, Elisa will look at me and go, oh, you just brushed your teeth, because she can actually smell that fresh smell when I walk into the room. It's amazing.
I got to get on this stuff. I keep hearing about it.
Well, not only you, but Nicholas Maximus, you got a young son there who you can actually start now to avoid the accumulation of the halogen fluoride in his thyroid now. I mean, it's really important.
That's a good point.
So now that you've been using AuraMD for 3 months, do you think you could ever go back to regular toothpaste?
No, not at all.
Did you have any issues with your gums bleeding at all? And I don't know that you did, but some of the people I've communicated with have been like, my gums always bleed when I brush them, but after about 2 months of using AuraMD, they don't bleed anymore.
No, I never had bleeding gums, but I had noticed that my gum line had started to recede on my teeth, and this has actually stopped and started to reverse ever since I used AuraMD.
We actually have a listener who's going to the dentist for a checkup because this particular person has had some oral issues and is very hopeful that they have ceased to occur as a result of using AuraMD for a few months also. OraMD is an amazing product. I almost feel fortunate. I do feel fortunate that they are sponsors, because it's a product that I can say wholeheartedly, unabashedly, that everybody in my audience should be using, and especially your children. And right now, you can get a buy one, get one free by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the OraMD banner ad. They've never done this before. They've never done a buy one, get one free before. They've never had to. But they're doing it for our audience because they know that our audience is interested in this type of a healthy product. So for the first time, we now have an alternative to toxic toothpastes. Anything else you'd like to say about OraMD, Alex?
Well, I'd like to say that one of the coolest things about it is it's actually been a gate opener. Once you use it and realize how big of a difference an all-natural product can make and how effective it is, it makes you start looking at the other things that you're using on your body. And ever since switching to OraMD, I've also then switched to other all-natural body care products, and the results have been amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I have OraMD to thank for that.
There you go. How do you like that? It's a gateway product. Rob, you have not used it yet, but during the beginning of the show, the three of us were talking on the phone, and I said, well, Rob has been testing the Age Force Fat Burner Patch.
Yeah, yeah, I took advantage of that offer that they had up there, that banner. And, you know, it's only been a week. So, you know, the fat loss, measuring fat loss, which I'm doing so with a tape measure around the navel, that's my objective diagnostic, you know, that hasn't occurred yet. What has occurred is that, you know, measuring with a thermometer, I saw my temperature go from 97, and I typically run a little low, to 99.3 at about the 90-minute mark. And frankly, there's no fudging that.
Right.
You know.
There's a lot of people out there who think, oh, that patch is just a Band-Aid. There's nothing in it. And you got to remember, they deliver nicotine with these patches. So why not these other agents? The over-the-counter available hormone, T2, which is a thyroid hormone that's been associated with burning body fat. Also, it's a thermogenic, and it's a thermogenic because it's a mitochondrial uncoupler, which means that the body works harder to produce the same amount of energy, and ergo, it gives off more heat. And one of the first things that you notice when you use the patch, if you're astute about it, is you start getting warmer. In fact, I told Rob a funny story. I said, I wanted to make sure the patch was legit. I put three of them on, and within a half hour, I started to sweat profusely. I had to take them off, and it took me about an hour and a half to stop sweating because there was that much deposited in my skin. So we were talking about this, and then Alex said, what did you say? You tried to use one night to go to sleep, right?
Yeah, I put it on when I was going to bed, and I woke up in the middle of the night with hypoglycemia. I was sweating. My body was just using energy when I was doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah. So for those of you out there who think that the Age Force patch, the fat burner patch, is just a lot of BS and all that, the free offer is gone. We just took it down, actually, yesterday because they gave away 100 patches just for the cost of shipping. You missed out on an opportunity to burn some calories really fast. That's all I can say.
Anyway. Yeah, man, you know, I tell you, I've got my own supplements, right? So this is coming from a guy, I guess, but from a competitive standpoint. I got a lot of questions about Age Force patches, and I'm just telling it like it is. There's only one way to find out, and that's use it.
Okay, so coming back full circle, Alex, would you recommend to people in the audience who have not tried OraMD to get off their keisters, and what the heck are you waiting for, and try it?
Yeah, definitely, especially if that two-for-one deal is still going on.
It is. I don't know how much longer it's going to go. They've been very generous to leave it for the entire campaign. Originally, it was just going to be for the first month. So I would say to those of you out there, don't waste much time, because I don't know how much longer Ray Spots is going to be able to continue that offer, because this is a very, very low margin product. Just keep that in mind. This is an inexpensive product. So it's not something like, oh, well, yeah, they could afford to do a buy one, get one free, because they probably make money just on the shipping and handling. No, these oils are very, very expensive to combine. So, and Alex Leaf is telling you, try it. You'll love it. Alex, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Oh, thank you, Carl.
All right, we're going to do this. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up. We've got lots of great questions from many listeners. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University. Add 1 inch to your upper arms course and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order. Extreme Formula is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We got lots of good questions from listeners for the Blueprint Power Hour. Hey, Rob, did you hear?
Carl,
yeah, good.
I had a question. Did I hear XF is back? Extreme Formulation.
Just for this month, they're promoting a free shipping promotion. They've never done this before on Peptide 2.0.
Oh man, time for more cinnamon bun.
Yeah, the flavors are amazing. They really are.
Everybody thinks, you know, that's hype until they try it, and then they're addicted.
And I tell people, there's a lot of people out there go like, Carl, I just can't justify spending the money on Way Natural USA. I'd love to. I wish I could, but it's just not in my budget. I say, well, then Extreme Formulations Ultra Peptide 2.0 is a good alternative because it's a 50-50 casein to whey product, and it has a bunch of other good things in it. It has some fats in it that are healthy, and you can't beat it right now. Free shipping inside the United States on any order. Free shipping to Canada on orders of 2 or more. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
On protein, that's incredible. Yeah, those are two-pound jugs.
Yeah, no, it's a great product. So check it out. That's going to be over at the end of the month as well, by the way, I think. Or maybe the first week of September, so take advantage of it. All right, this question comes from Tracy Bertinole. I made the plunge and just ordered MassPro Synthogen. I am in need of recovery products more than anything right now. I was wondering if It would also be helpful to take ZMA with Synthogen as well. I've had success with ZMA in the past, but didn't know if there were any contraindications that would impede the product from doing its job, obviously taking it with Synthogen. Also, what are your thoughts about the specific brand of ZMA? NutriBio, the website is below. I like the bulk powders as they are usually more cost beneficial. Is there a better powder ZMA product out there that you would recommend? One other question. You've stated your top three supplements before. Could you state your top three supplements for recovery specifically? I assume Synthogen is number one. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I've got no problem with bulk powders. I use many myself. But the idea of taking ZMA with Synthogen, it's not a bad idea. You should be aware, though, that both contain a hefty dose of magnesium aspirate, and too much magnesium is going to result in the runs, in you running to the bathroom.
Even in the aspartate version of it?
Yeah. You know, I mean, magnesium aspirate is a hell of a lot better than magnesium oxide, which
is citrate.
Right. But yeah, too much magnesium, you're going to get, it can be problematic.
And so, I think Adele Moussa pointed out once that ZMA works for people who don't have enough zinc or magnesium in their bodies already. But, I stand to be corrected. I don't know if he's listening live, but I think he said that if you have adequate zinc and magnesium, it's not going to do anything special for you.
Right. It just stands to reason. If there's no deficiency, it's not going to do much. But having said that, 25% or thereabouts of North Americans are deficient in either zinc or magnesium. So, but my preference actually is to get zinc from red meat. You know, meat provides up to four times the zinc than vegetarian sources, and I get mine from grass-fed organic red meat. Why? Because you're also getting top-notch protein, B vitamins, iron, and other stuff that's essential to building muscle. Now, short of that, supplementing Synthogen with zinc picolinate in the amount of about 30 milligrams would be preferable, I think. Minerals, in my opinion, should always be taken at night as they relax the body. Do make sure you're getting adequate copper because too much zinc can deplete it. Top three recovery supplements, in my opinion, are as follows. He's right. You know, I think Synthogen's at the top of the list. I may be biased there, but you've seen the feedback. Number two would be essential amino acids. Can't go wrong. And number three would be curcumin, ideally complexed with bioperin or piperine, black pepper extract, in about a 10-to-1 ratio. Flooding the body with essential amino acids is unquestionably the best strategy to recover quickly from high-intensity exercise because in a published study, and it's been replicated now more than once, just 6 grams of essential aminos taken prior to the workout increased protein synthesis 600% versus 400% when that same amount was used post-workout. When you layer in, because you said you're getting it, when you layer in Synthogen, orotic acid, beta-alanine, trimethylglycine, rapamycin carthamoids, etc., it takes things to a whole nother level. Adding curcumin to repair and regenerate muscle quickly is your next logical step. In fact, curcumin has been shown in a U.S. Army study to regenerate muscle 5 times faster than placebo. And it's important to point out that that study wasn't funded by the supplement industry, and it was later replicated by researchers in France. So short of hormones, stacking Synthogen and curcumin really is the best you can do for rapid recovery. I hope that helps, Tracy.
Good. Okay, next question comes from Greg Geldart. I'm interested in your opinion about the minimalist approach to training, food, supplements, etc. Times are tough, and I need to cut way back. What do you think the most economical, effective approach to training and gains is? This is a great question because everybody's looking for a less expensive way to get there, to Gainesville.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to buy a cheaper ticket, Rob.
Everybody wants a cheap ticket, and times are tough, you know, for me included. So in that spirit, let me break it down to the fundamentals. You could, you know, use one or all of these. Number one, training. Body weight training requires no gym membership, equipment, or supplements. If you've got guts and gravity, you're in business. You know, things like a doorway chin-up bar, maybe a flex band are helpful, but even those aren't necessary. You can improvise. I know I keep hammering on this, but there has never been a training system more in harmony with the principles of independence and economy than bodyweight training.
Yeah.
The only thing that you really need is the knowledge of the progressions, right, to get yourself up the ladder. Now, solid investments in this area include the following: Convict Conditioning by Paul Wade, Dinosaur Bodyweight Training by Brooks Kubik, and Never Gymless, a book by Ross and the Mate. Now, second fundamental, diet. Like the training, there's nothing fancy here. A farm-to-table diet is preferred. But at its most basic, eating natural foods found at the perimeter of your supermarket gets it done. And because by doing that, you automatically cut out a lot of the junk processed foods and get back to nature. Rule number one, I tell folks while you're food shopping, is this. If it doesn't grow on a tree, in the ground, or you can't hunt it down and kill it, you don't eat it. That simplifies shopping quite a bit. And to take it a step further, you eat organic. The one strategy that makes all of that much more economical and effective is intermittent fasting. Because by doing so, you're eating only 1 to 2 meals a day, and you're feeding your body at the right time. Meaning, you fast for most of the day, up to about 16 hours. You have a workout, you train. And then, in the ensuing 4 to 8 hours, you're getting most of your calories for the day, while the muscle is like a sponge soaking up all of those nutrients. So when you take that into consideration, right, it radically cuts down on your food bill. Third fundamental, rest. Getting quality 7 to 9 hours daily is imperative. Ideally, 7 to 8 hours at night and maybe a nap during the day. I know it's not always practical, but think about it. Two opportunities for GH release, two opportunities for neurotransmitter replenishment in the brain, and it rounds out the fundamentals for muscle growth. Supplements, none are necessary. Just want to be clear about that. That comes from a guy who sells them. But if you wish to indulge, creatine monohydrate, essential amino acids, or curcumin would be my top three picks. Each is research-proven to help you to get better results faster, which is why you're taking them in the first place. They all have outstanding safety profiles, and they're economical. If I had to pick one, and this might be a surprise because creatine's in the mix, it would be curcumin. And if you read the research on it, you'll see what I'm talking about. The balance it strikes between performance enhancement and disease prevention tips the scales for me. So here's the bottom line. If you look at the Iron Games past, you see just how effective this minimalist approach can be. Some of the biggest, strongest athletes ever seen came of age just prior to and during the Great Depression. The Mighty Atom was one of them. And he was famous for being able to change a spare tire without the use of any tools. His strength lasted into old age, too, wherein he continued performing strongman acts into his 80s. He trained using hardcore calisthenics, a clean diet, and rested enough to build gargantuan levels of size and strength, all without a gym, weights, supplements, or drugs. You can, too.
I want to mention something. So James Potter, who I think is, I don't know if he's in Australia or not. I have to, let me look and make sure before I say this. Yeah, he's in Australia. Okay. He listens to the show. Great guy. He sends me a picture. He puts it on my Facebook. This goes to intermittent fasting just for a second.
Yeah.
There was a bodybuilder once in the 90s. He was the single biggest bodybuilder in the world at the time. Some of you may remember him. His name is Victor Richards. They called him Mr. Big. When everybody was talking about Dorian Yates and how big Dorian was, well, when Victor stood next to Dorian, he made Dorian look small. Victor's legs were unbelievable. His lats, his arms, he was huge. He was unbelievable. In fact, I'll tell you something. I think if Victor was competing in the days of Ronnie Coleman, he would have given Ronnie Coleman a great run for his money. Victor Richards was quoted as saying, "I believe in doing my first workout in the morning on an empty stomach because a hungry man is an angry man." I don't agree with angry, but I would replace that with aggressive.
Right.
This is what fuels my workouts. After I train, I have my first meal. It's like, see, he was a proponent of fasted training in the morning. Hence, you can say he was a proponent of intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
And he was the biggest bodybuilder of his day. I just wanted to mention that before we go on to the next question. Okay.
No question.
I mean, the bodybuilders are getting it all wrong with this. Oh, you got to eat 9 times a day. I'm telling you right now, they're getting it wrong. There's other ways to skin this cat. The next question comes from Jonathan Heiser. He says, on back days, I perform bent over barbell rows with a fairly narrow grip. On shoulder days, I perform bent over barbell rows with a wide grip. Do I have this backwards? Recently, I have read that for targeting the rear delts, I should be using a narrow grip, but this doesn't make sense to me since the narrow grip seems to work the back as opposed to the shoulders. After all, when performing one-arm dumbbell rows for the lats, you don't hold the dumbbell out away from your body. That's true. And you pull it close to close, similar to a narrow barbell grip. Please clarify if you can. Any other tips on building rear delts? I got to be honest with you. I don't think bent over barbell rows is the best movement for rear delts anyway, because you're using so much of the back. You want to isolate the rear delts. They're very small muscles.
Yeah, you know, for what it's worth, I'm not a fan of the barbell row. And that's because there's a propensity to cheat when the weights get heavy. You see it all the time in gyms. And it puts your back in a vulnerable position. Whenever you bend forward, the discs, right, open up. And your load, that just gets, you know, more dicey. It's part of the reason people are counseled to keep their back flat during deadlifts. At least in the deadlift, you have the opportunity to keep the weight close to your body. Or in other words, you know, the center of gravity. Keep that center of gravity. In the barbell row, the weight is held out in front of you, which further ups the risk factor. There's just too many instances I've seen of blown backs and torn rotator cuffs to justify using it, in my opinion. Having said that, if you still want to do it, an overhand wider grip will work the rear delts best. But, you know, a rough rule of thumb when you're building the back is this. Vertical rows for width, horizontal rows for thickness. Rear delts are best built, and this goes for the whole back, but in my opinion, by rowing on multiple planes, which include vertical, horizontal, and mixed plane movements. My top picks include overhand grip pull-ups, seated cable rows, one-arm dumbbell rows, T-bar rows, and face pulls. And I particularly like that one-arm dumbbell row, although once you get really strong in that exercise, most gyms don't have dumbbells heavy enough to challenge you. In that instance, I use a barbell. I load up one end with a 25-pound plate, clamp it, and then load up the other end with 25s and go to work. You want to just place a freestanding flat bench alongside it, and you've got everything you need. The lower back supported, so the risk of injury is cut way down, and the elbow is kept in line with the body when you pull, which is a much safer and anatomically correct position to pull from. Now, if you really want to accentuate the loaded stretch position of that movement, elevating the front of the bench is a great idea, because most adjustable benches have too steep of a gradient, though, even on the first pin setting. The solution is just to slide a 25-pound plate under the front of the bench. It's just enough, which extends the range of motion to accentuate the stretch position. The other movement I really like there is the seated cable row, as it too accentuates the stretch position. The rear delts are heavily involved there, and the stretch in the lats at the bottom is searing, provided you hold it there for any length of time. So I hope that helps, John. Rear delts are, like you pointed out, Carl, it's a smaller muscle group. I don't do anything in particular to target small muscle groups. I use big compound movements and just work the hell out of them.
Yeah, they get hit. They get hit hard. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. In the meantime, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today. You can get the Blueprint and 3 months of the Blueprint Bulletin, plus the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms Superhuman University course, all for the price of the Blueprint. It's a wonderful opportunity. Take advantage of it. We'll be right back.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing. But go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane. You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order. If you want to outlast, out-muscle and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Rob and I are on the beach today. We're doing the show from the beach in Mexico. Interestingly enough, so I said Victor Richards could have given Ronnie Coleman a run for his money. In Flex Magazine, they did a virtual pose down with Victor Richards versus Ronnie Coleman. Ronnie's definitely bigger, but not by much. And this is a guy who was competing in 1993, and this picture of Ronnie was from 2005. So there you go.
Wow.
Maybe that intermittent fasting made a difference for him. Okay, so we come to the next question. And this one comes from Mike Kozlowski. He says, hope you're doing well. I'm taking 2 caps of Tranquiligen daily with 2 days off after 5 consecutive days, and it's working really fast, which took me by surprise. I have bad carpal tunnel syndrome, and the relief was almost instant. On top of that, it brightened my mood for a good 6 to 8 hours. My question is, should I take it before or after meals? I'm still taking 3 Synthogens before meals. Keep up the great work and the great products.
Yeah. Oh, I can break this down as follows. Now, these guidelines are based on early feedback, and I expect them to be refined as people dial in their dose. But real quick, training days, 1 or 2 caps immediately post-training, and then 1 about an hour before bed. On off days, people are using 1 cap 2 to 3 times daily, spread evenly pretty much throughout the day. Now, as an aside, I found a cap or two of Tranquiligen pre-workout takes the edge off of dirty stimulants. You know, if you've got too much caffeine floating around, ephedrine, whatever, it just takes the edge off it nicely. And there's something to be gained performance-wise, that being greater stamina. There was a study done in 2004 at at the University of Leuven in Belgium, which discovered that both stamina and oxygen uptake rose immediately after students ingested 200 milligrams of rhodiola rosea extract, which is one of the six ingredients in Tranquilogen. But, you know, user feedback is such that one cap is enough to register in the stress relief department. So a bottle's going to go a long way. I mean, there's 60 caps in a bottle. Most of the ingredients in TQ readily cross the blood-brain barrier, even in the presence of food. So co-ingesting it close to or with meals is not problematic. Personally, though, I favor dosing it on an empty stomach around a half hour prior to meals. Two caps, and I can feel my muscles relax. You know, I get to this kind of happy place, and whatever niggling little aches and pains I have are gone. It's especially noticeable after the day that I train. You know, I had a touch of tennis elbow still, and that has all but resolved itself since introducing TQ. So, if you're using Synthogen, I would further suggest taking a cap of Tranquilogen with 3 to 5 caps of Synthogen at bedtime. And the reason for that is this. Curcumin has been shown to inhibit the conversion of amino acids to glucose for, you know, glucogenesis, in other words. And that means if you're dieting and you're all but guaranteed the essential aminos that are in Synthogen will be used to repair and rebuild muscle while you sleep. So you wake up feeling refreshed, fully recovered, and ready to hit it hard the next day. Here's the final word. Tranquilogen was formulated for flexible dosing, day, evening, and it crosses the blood-brain barrier with or without food in your system. Dialing in your dose on training days and non-training days is the only variable that needs to be addressed. So I hope that helps, Mike.
Okay. Next question comes from Johnny Gray. This is a sort of embarrassing question, but now that I'm older, I keep waking up to pee at night. I've tried everything, including cutting back on water, salting my dinner, etc. Nothing works. Also, I don't eat a lot of carbs at night because I get your point. It blunts GH release. I'm up 2 to 3 times every night, and it's a real drag. Any tips?
Yeah. Well, join the club. benign prostate hypertrophy, or worse, is a serious issue. So this is one instance where I'd recommend seeing a doctor, right, to rule out anything onerous that might be going on. You know, you're going to hear things like saw palmetto, pumpkin seeds, and other various other supplements that can and do help. I, however, came across something recently that was interesting to me. Glycerol monostearate or straight glycerin from your local drugstore can help, and there are a couple different reasons for that, but you know, number one is it has 3 hydroxyl groups that are responsible for its hygroscopic properties. Hygroscopic meaning the ability to attract and hold water. So I first noticed this when I put a tablespoon of glycerin in my intra workout drink. And you know, you probably noticed this. Normally during exercise, the kidneys aren't as active while you're training. And even while consuming copious amounts of water, like we all should be. When training stopped, though, my floodgates opened, and I find myself spending a lot of time in the bathroom. That didn't happen when I added glycerin. So I'm thinking about this. Why not take the stuff before bed to avoid joining Urination Nation every night? And sure enough, it worked, and it worked well. And there are other benefits you should be aware of. It has little impact on insulin and blood sugar levels, which means it won't interfere with GH release. And so it kind of gets you out of that going to bed on a belly full of carbs situation. Mm-hmm. It improves hydration, eliminates some of the muscle cramping that people are prone to, like heavy leg day. I don't know if you ever had your calves or your quads cramp up at night. But there is one caveat. For whatever reason, the liquid glycerin that you see at the drugstore, that seems to impart a better cosmetic effect versus this glycerol monostearate. Why that is, I'm going to be honest and tell you, I don't know. I need to figure that one out. The one drawback is the taste. Liquid glycerin is sickeningly sweet. You need to down a tablespoon of it.
You know what? It's so sweet that I've used it to load water into muscle. It's so sweet that when I take it, it actually makes my throat, I get a tickle in my throat and I start to violently cough. That's how sweet it is. It's like honey on steroids. That's what it is.
Yeah. I mean, and God forbid you do too much the first time, because it's not going to be pleasant on the stomach. You know, the point being, you might want to try flavoring it with some lemon juice, or something like that. It has a, the glycerol monosterate actually has a bland taste, and you're going to notice flakes floating around. So, you know, lemon juice is going to help there. But the point being, they both improve hydration, they're economical, and they're going to prevent you from waking up at night to use the John. So yeah. I hope that helps, Johnny.
We're going to take an early break so that we can pick up some of these other questions, but I just got to mention something. On Facebook, Bud Jeffries, who is a strong man, listens to the show. He's a fellow superhuman. He's got a video of him, and keep in mind, I got to bet that Bud Jeffries is 290 pounds. I mean, he's a big powerlifter kind of strongman kind of guy. Maybe he's heavier. I don't want to say he's heavier. Let him chime in. He's doing a reverse grip one-arm push-up to build tricep strength with unbelievable form. For a big dude, I gotta say, Bud Jeffries, man, he's always posting these videos of doing strongman stuff, but I think this one tops them all. A one-arm reverse grip push-up for monster triceps. If you can get to Bud Jeffries' wall and check it out, it's really worthwhile. All right, we're gonna take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we got lots more questions to answer. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. We'll be right back.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys. Hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office, because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail, 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
All right, welcome back. Later in the show, Tony Federico will join us when we compare the effects of Facebook making fast food, processed friends and processed food. Is Facebook a Neolithic agent for disease? Richard Uatio says, I'll be going back on Synthogen in a few weeks, time after around 6 weeks off where I've been on something of a lean bulk and consuming a lot more carbs. Ran four tubs of MPS earlier in the year and love it. So time to return. My plan is five pre, five intra, five post on training days and three times a day on off days, then dialing it back to 4, 4, and 4 when I start the second bottle. I'll be stacking it with DAA and pre-workout, a pre-workout weight days. Other than that, I will just be using my basic supplement kit of multivitamins, krill oil, and protein powder. Also, I'll be dropping the carbs back to just mornings, pre-workout meal, and post-workout shake and post-workout meal. Is this okay to drop the carbs straight away as soon as I go back, or do you recommend gradually reducing instead? Once I'm onto my third bottle and can stretch a tub of MPS to last a whole month, I fancy throwing Tranquilogen in the mix as well. Looking forward to pre-workout coming out too. Why doesn't he just buy the blueprint? I'm not being like a jerk. I mean, it sounds to me like the questions he's asking would all be answered in the blueprint. Does he have a blueprint already?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't recognize the name. But there has been some recent breaking information that I'll be covering it in the blueprint bulletin. So if it's not in the blueprint, as you know, the purpose of the bulletin is to keep continuing education for the latest and greatest. So first things first. The latest study on DAA isn't encouraging. In fact, that study at Baylor concluded D-aspartic acid supplementation combined with 28 days of heavy resistance training had no effect on body composition, strength, serum hormones associated with the hypothalamo-pituitary-gonadal axis in resistance-trained men. As our friend Adele Musa at Subversity aptly put it, things that work, 28 days of heavy training, things that don't work, DAA capsule. Now, I realize it's only one study, but still, it was pretty damning. Now, having said that, stacking Synthogen with a pre-workout is acceptable, provided the pre-workout doesn't include extra branched-chain aminos or essential amino acids. I'm concerned it could throw Synthogen's carefully crafted essential amino acid ratios. The krill oil, protein, and multi are fine. With respect to carbs, I favor a gradual reduction. Given too much too soon can really weaken and flatten people out, particularly ectomorphs. Remember, the suffix is hydrate. Muscle is 70% water, and for every gram of carb stored as glycogen in the muscle, it pulls in nearly 3 grams of water with it. So when the carbs go, so does the water, and your size and strength rapidly diminish. In a lot of folks, me included. So, thus my gradual recommendation, on lowering the carbs. Adding Tranquilogen, I think people are going to be pleasantly surprised. It seems to complement MPS Synthogen very nicely. They seem to amplify the punch of each other. You can use less MPS is what I'm saying. I'm finding, I'm able to cut my dose down somewhat. Just by virtue of adding Tranquilogen. Here's the bottom line. Rich is taking the right approach here, meaning he's loading Synthogen heavy and then gradually dialing it back to establish his lowest effective dose. And that goes for any supplements in my mind, not just mine. All right, I'm a big fan of finding your lowest effective dose, because it just makes physiological and financial sense. You're also going to know he took some time off Synthogen, which is something else I recommend. And no, it's not pleasant, because it feels like you've been hit by a freight train. But it's consistent with my belief that virtually any food, supplement, or drug becomes less effective, or at least less noticeable, given the longer that you take it. So I hope that helps, Rich. It sounds like you're making all the right moves. I would second guess, or at least look further into DAA based on that study.
Okay, the next and last entry to today's show is the blueprint tip of the day. Thoughts on pre-workouts and what's next?
Yeah, pre-workouts are near and dear to my heart, right? Back in the 80s, when I was getting into this, there wasn't much, if anything, you could feel. So like many, I tried them all, and I wasted more money than I care to admit, right? I was let down time after time. Then I discovered Vivarin. Now, that was something I could feel. And although it technically wasn't a supplement and it didn't always feel pleasant, you know, in the gym, the results were undeniable. You can lift heavier, train harder, and I got through my workouts with ease. Now, fast forward to 1989. I'm looking through Muscle Mag International and see a small black and white ad by AST Research speaking to a product called Dimetadrine 25. Right, now, the claims are outlandish, even, you know, for the supplement industry. They were talking about an immediate increase in strength of 5 to 15%, greater focus, energy, and faster fat loss. Now, there was a simple 800 number listed, and I'll never forget talking to the AST rep who was just going out of his mind about it, and I thought, sure, right? But the asking price wasn't that much, so I took the plunge with a college roommate. A few days later, Dimetadrine 25 arrives in the mail. I was in college at the time. My training partner and I split the cost. He took one, too. I don't recall it having a profound effect on my workout. What I do remember is it kept me up all night, right? And as in most dorms, we had bunk beds. I was on the top. He was on the bottom. And I laid there all night, saucer-eyed. When I got up the next morning, I crashed on the couch, and my roommate comes out. He says, "Why aren't you in class?" I said, "I didn't sleep a wink last night, brother." It felt like my heart was going to jump out of my chest. He started laughing and said he had the same experience. But as time went on, we learned to how to stack it with caffeine and time it appropriately. Long story short, the stuff, ephedrine, worked as advertised and then some. Finally, right, the supplement industry delivers. What made pre-workout so interesting to me was my personality. I am a very laid-back guy, and at the time was quite the introvert. Stimulants, in my case, make me feel normal, right? Or at least upbeat. I was sociable and happy, I think, for the first time in my life. I can recall thinking, wow, this is what it must feel like to be normal. And so over the years, I studied the compound intensely and used it damn near daily. I have nothing but upside to show for it, including blood work. A lot of people are going to freak at that. Oh, my God, he used it daily. But you know, little known fact, ephedrine has a very positive impact on your HDL or good cholesterol value. So much so, given a reference range with a high end of 44, my last blood panel showed 88. And yeah, I eat clean, exercise, and do my cardio, but I have never had a reading that high off of ephedrine. It's not for everybody, and ultimately ephedrine attracted a lot of the wrong kind of attention. I saw this coming, and I started looking into alternatives. I'm here to tell you everything I've tried to date pretty much doesn't hold a candle to it, with the exception of the now infamous Slim Extreme, which we know the story on. Now, it's important to point out ephedrine isn't all upside. If you're sensitive to its effects or you take too much, it's bad news, right? Feeling jittery and overstimulated can wreak havoc on your training and your life in general. So since then, I think a lot of guys have come to appreciate the value of being in the zone versus out in orbit somewhere. And even though you can still get ephedrine, it's not the ideal, nor is it an elegant solution to enhancing the mind-muscle connection. The world of pre-workouts needs an overhaul, in my mind. And what's next has to have the following attributes. One, excite but not overexcite the central nervous system. Two, boost 3 key neurotransmitters, acetylcholine, dopamine, and norepinephrine. 3, speed up the neurotransmitter signaling cascade. And 4, do it without risking adrenal burnout, addiction. nutrition, et cetera, et cetera. Here, then, is what I propose. You start with a good base stimulant, okay, which is, in most cases, guarana or yerba mate, right? In addition to caffeine, there are methylxanthines and other compounds inherent in each that not only enhance performance, they're healthy for you versus straight caffeine, right? Central nervous stimulation is only part of the picture, though, which brings us to nootropics. They're also called smart drugs, supplements or nutraceuticals that improve mental function, like concentration and memory, etc. Examples include piracetam, oxyracetam, and iracetam. They're all thought to work by increasing the availability of the brain supply of neurotransmitters, enzymes, or hormones, or by improving the brain's oxygen supply. I can tell you from experience, some of these do work, though their effects aren't as pronounced as the central nervous system stimulants. The upside to that is that they don't fry your adrenals, make you jittery, nor are they habit forming. It's an evolving field of research. A lot of it has already been done in Russia, and in particular, Europe has kind of picked that ball up and ran with it. They're way ahead of us. In my opinion, they're the next layer in building the perfect pre-workout. Next up, cholinergics, those include, they increase levels of acetylcholine, or components of the central nervous system that use acetylcholine. If you haven't tried it yet, look into GPLC, glycine, propionyl, L-carnitine. Right, a couple grams pre-workout, about an hour, it's going to leave no doubt. You just have a very crisp central nervous system, and the movements feel smooth as glass. Here's what I'm proposing. If you're interested in seeing what this approach can do for you, consider the following on an empty stomach about an hour prior to training. 750 milligrams of guarana, standardized for 22% caffeine. Alternatively, 600 milligrams of yerba mate extract. About a half a gram, 500 milligrams of acetyl L-tyrosine, 2 grams of oxyracetam, 2 grams of GPLC, and 500 milligrams of maca, a minimum 6-to-1 extract being preferred. That approach runs circles, in my opinion, over ever-increasing levels of caffeine in most pre-workouts, right, which are sometimes laced with Yohimbe. Now, that might impress the kiddies, but, you know, giving them the jitters and all that, but smart lifters aren't fooled. What you're going to find with this approach is it is a gentle lift in energy and mood, and more importantly, you have laser-like focus and the ability to lift more weight in any given unit of time, which we know is the physiological trigger for muscle growth. The mechanism revolves around a mild central nervous system driver, increasing levels of dopamine from the tyrosine, acetylcholine from the GPLC, while speeding up the entire neurotransmitter signaling cascade via the nootropic oxyracetam. Maca rounds out the blend given the fact it's an exceptional adaptogen which makes for a smooth return to homeostasis. So give that a shot prior to your next workout. I know you will be pleased. It's much better than just cranking up, you know, ever-increasing higher doses of caffeine and ephedrine and Yohimbe, etc.
Sounds good to me. And as always, Rob Regish does do a good job answering your questions. Show him some love. Purchase the Blueprint. You can get the Blueprint, 3 months of the Blueprint Bulletin, as well as the Add 1-Inch to Your Upper Arms Superhuman University course, which, by the way, I don't train arms. That one episode added 3/4 of an inch to my arms, and it stuck with me. And my arms never went back to where they were. So there you go.
Awesome.
Anyway, Rob, thanks so much for all that you do, brother.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. It's a privilege and a pleasure.
See you next week, brother.
Thank you.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Tony Federico as we talk about an interesting phenomenon, and that is processed foods and processed friends. Is Facebook a Neolithic agent for disease? Very, very interesting discussion. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhyNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold processed through the patented chill right process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhyNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. Whey Natural USA. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian M. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultra Male RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Break it. Welcome back. Fix it. Is Facebook part of the problem? Is Facebook an agent for disease? Processed foods and processed friends. We're joined by Tony Federico. He is the host of Paleo Magazine Radio, which you can find at paleomagonline.com and just click the Paleo Radio link, which, by the way, you may actually hear an episode where I'm interviewed. How you doing, Tony?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on the show, Carl.
Yeah, my pleasure. Okay, so let's get started. Why did you even look at this?
Well, I think the so for me, I got into fitness. Just, you know, for anyone who's not familiar with my background, I've been a personal trainer since 2005. I got into fitness because I was a chubby kid, so it really was a way for me to help myself. And for the same reason that I got into exercise and diet, I really wanted to take a hard look at social media because I got my first iPhone last year. Up until then, I'd resisted the urge. I had a flip phone that didn't do anything. Texting was next to impossible. There was no internet plan. There was no data plan. But as soon as I got an iPhone, I found myself doing all the things that I hated that people did to me. So, for example, if I was having a conversation with somebody, you know, someone would pull out their phone, start texting. I hated that. I thought it was rude. But then I was doing it, and I realized, wow, there's something really powerful going on here. And I wanted to look at why these devices and specifically why the social media websites that we now have 24/7, 365 access to, why were they so compelling? And that's what got me looking into some of the scientific and evolutionary reasons why that might be.
Okay, so let's start out with what you found. And why does this play a role? Why is this in the same category as processed foods? Because we know that these friends we have on Facebook may or may not be real friends. I mean, I'm fortunate enough to have a lot of people reach out to me on Facebook.
Yep.
And communicate with them. But by and large, people have 300, 400 friends on Facebook, but maybe have real interactions with 2 or 3% of them.
Well, you know, that's an interesting piece of the equation. There's an Oxford University professor, Robin Dunbar, who really looked at that. And if we want to really kind of understand this issue, you know, first of all, I just want to say I don't think Facebook's a bad thing necessarily. I think like many different factors in our life, there's a dose response curve. You know, there's a certain amount of interaction on Facebook that can be healthy. And I think, you know, one of the best uses for Facebook is to facilitate face-to-face interaction. So if you're finding an old friend, if, you know, an old classmate, somebody you lost touch with, you know, maybe you're making a new friend. You know, not too long ago, I went to the Ancestral Health Symposium, which is this big get-together of people involved in the paleo and ancestral health communities, and I had the chance to meet you there in person. You know, those are great uses for social media. So I'm not downplaying the utility and some of the potential good that we can find through the use of social media and smartphone technology and things like that. But like anything else, there's an inflection point where it becomes a bad thing and becomes an agent of disease. And so going back a little bit to the scientific side of things, Robin Dunbar theorized that human communication is an offshoot of primate grooming behavior. And if you observe a group of monkeys, really any species of ape, whether it's a gibbon or a gorilla or a chimpanzee, they spend a large percentage of their time grooming each other. So physically grooming, you know, removing pests and, you know, various other little insects from their hair. Humans, we don't do that, but instead we talk. And so he looked at the relationship between the two and found that from an evolutionary perspective, we were able to trade grooming for gossiping. And he wrote a really interesting book about that. And there's a correlation between brain size and group size. So, you know, the apes that have larger social hierarchies tend to have larger brain mass or brain matter in a particular region of their brain. And they see kind of a linear progression as the group size gets bigger, the brain gets bigger, and then you kind of see humans sort of at the top of that trend. We have a larger group than any other animals. But what he found was that human groups tend to max out at about 150 members. So what that implies is we're really kind of designed from an evolutionary perspective to kind of cruise around 150 social relationships. And that tends to be what we can manage effectively. Not to say that we can't have relationships of varying degrees, and we're certainly capable of having more than 150 or even less than 150. But it does imply that there's a certain biological
threshold. Yeah.
Threshold, exactly.
And I got to be honest with you, when you said 150, I was thinking, man, I mean, I guess it's all a matter of what effort you put into a relationship.
Yep.
150 member relationship pool sounds to me like a huge undertaking. You don't have a job now. You're just working your friendships and relationships. That's all you
know. Yeah, I mean, that's still quite a lot. You know, and then if we look at our modern technologically enabled networks, we're able to exceed that by several orders of magnitude.
But okay, so now let's talk about that, right? So the processed friend that we get on Facebook doesn't require the same management, if you will, nurturing,
exactly,
if you will, cultivating, if you will, that, because for instance, okay, the normal process of making a friend, right? You're at a party.
Yep.
You meet someone that you didn't know before. you strike it up with them, you have a good time, you laugh, you find that you have some common ground and your interest, and you, and whether it's a guy, you know, it doesn't have to be a guy meeting a girl. It could be a guy.
Sure.
Dude, I'm going to, this club next week. You want to go? Yeah, sure. And so the process is, you're not even friends yet. So you may hang out four or five times before you consider this person a friend. Where now you're like, wow, you know, this is somebody that I would include. Like, if I throw a big Christmas party, that's one of the people I'm going to invite. I feel safe that they won't act like jerks. I feel like they fit into our group and so on. Where on Facebook, you click a button and boom, you're a friend.
Bam, exactly. And let's think about that analogy that you described of meeting somebody at a party. You go up to somebody, immediately there's the visual stimuli. You're able to recognize body language. You're able to pick up on millions of different cues that are processed subconsciously by our brain. So there's the visual component of communication. When we start talking to this person, there's the tone. Depending on how I say something, there's a lot of meaning that can be had there. So, you know, even from that level, we're missing out on a huge amount of communication, the visual and the tone qualities, which make up a lot, if not most, of our face-to-face communication. So with something like Facebook, we've distilled all of that out. And that's really the processing. That's why I kind of compare the two. Processed foods are distilled into fat, sugar, salt, and then some artificial flavorings. Processed friends are distilled into lines of text, some pictures, which typically represent a highlight reel. You know, it's like our own sports training montage. It's our
right.
You know, it's our big, you know, our best shots, best angles. You know, so we've cultivated and curated our image to a really high degree. And then we groom each other instead of having a conversation where we're, you know, it's kind of establishing a rapport and you know, finding connection and this and that with a like, with a click. So that's the processing side of things. It's that it's taken the whole spectrum of human communication, which is multitude and still not yet completely understood, and we've reduced it down really to the lowest common denominator.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side. Lots of questions I have for Tony Federico. Visit his website. It's Paleo Mag Online, Paleo Magazine, and Paleo Magazine Radio. I believe that in the next couple months, you'll probably hear an interview of me up there that we performed a while back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Super Human Radio.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877 877- 888-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to superhumanradio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use AuraMD. AuraMD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of AuraMD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the AuraMD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but AuraMD, and neither should you.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Tony Federico, and we're talking about, if any, what effect social media has today on some of the modern diseases, really. I mean, so let's get to, right to that for a second, Tony. So,
sure.
In what way could Facebook and other social media venues be agents of disease in this new paradigm?
Sure. We're not talking about disease in the context of diabetes and obesity and things like that. What we're really talking about is disorders of emotional regulation, psychological regulation. Just as too much refined sugar disrupts glucose regulation in the body, too much social media, what we can expect is dysregulation in our social organs. So that's basically our brain.
Okay, and this is a really good discussion, and here's why. So just recently I've been talking with friends about this, right? And it's not just Facebook. It's everything, right?
Yep.
So nowadays, it's not adequate enough to be using one medium to communicate with, right? You've got these little windows popping up letting you know that you're getting instant messages. You've got these little windows popping up letting you know you're getting emails in your email program. You've got little messages popping up letting you know that somebody just posted something on your wall. You look at your phone and you're reading something on your phone. You've got these little windows rolling at the top telling you you just got a Google Mail, you just got a Facebook message, you just got an instant message, you just got a text message, you just missed a phone call. And what I find is that all of these things interrupt trains of thought. It's to the point where it's almost impossible to continue on one train of thought without being distracted with some interruption. Even if it's just, I want to ignore that. You still have to think that, oh, I want to ignore that. And I have to believe that all of these little interruptions are making people feel a greater level of anxiety because they must feel like, oh my God, I have so much to manage now.
Absolutely. And the thing is, exactly like you said, you know, if it's popping up, you're processing it. If you see it, it doesn't matter if you consciously acknowledge, hey, I'm going to deal with that or not. It's just like background noise in a room. You're still hearing it. It's still being taken in by your senses. You know, I do want to say, you know, I think an important point with this whole discussion is, why do we feel compelled to address all those things? Why do we feel compelled when we get that text alert or we get that little notice on our Facebook page or, you know, our phone rings or whatever the case may be? And there's been some good research done that shows that the reward centers in the brain respond to these types of cues.
I got, and here's what I was thinking. So I was actually thinking about this during the break, right? So I know people and this is, I don't want to stereotype, but I know some women, older women, you know, in my age bracket, in their 50s. And Elisa is not one of these people, because Elisa will put her phone down and lose track of it for hours on end. But I know some women who carry their phones in their hands. Now, these are women who are not running businesses. They're not brain surgeons, you know, that they're waiting for that call that their cryogenically, you know, frozen organ is on its way in and they got to get to the hospital. They're just average people. They carry their phones in their hands and you see them. Every now and then they flip it over to look and then they turn it down. And then they flip it to look and they turn it down. And they and so I've come to the conclusion that they're checking and they're checking and they're checking is actually triggering some small amount of dopamine, because there's this moment like, oh, anticipation. Oh, something could be coming my way. And I'm, since I'm connected to the world by this thing in my palm, it could be anything from someone wanting to whisk me away to some far off place to I've won the lottery to someone wants to get together for a drink in an hour. So it's this constant anticipation and hope that triggers this, this little morsel of dopamine. And that little morsel of dopamine is so, it's enough to reward you, but it's so little that it doesn't sustain you. So you have to keep checking every 5 seconds.
Yeah, that's, and I mean, that's, you basically broke it down exactly how it happens. And it's interesting because if you look at the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of, you know, psychiatric disorders, which is sort of like the Bible of, psychological conditions, they actually just recently added, behavioral addictions as a new category. While they haven't put social media into that just yet, they have put video games and they have put gambling in there, and it represents a shift in thinking from addictions solely being the result of taking in a addictive substance to that of addictions being basically perpetuated or created by a behavior. So doing something like checking your phone compulsively is like pulling a slot machine.
Right. You're getting some reward for doing it, and that's why you're doing it. Which now that I've said this, if you are one of those people who you're sitting at your desk and you're constantly checking your phone for voice, for voicemails and text messages, checking your email, checking your Facebook, and you, these actions consume a significant portion of your day. And what I mean by significant is 30% of your day goes to these checkings, and you know you're wasting time because you know you have other things to do, but you can't pull yourself away from it. Recognize it for what it is. It is a stimuli that is somehow satisfying to you, and it's a time waster, and you must stop. You have to stop. You have to find ways to stop. You have to. I regularly leave my phone at home. It pisses a lot of people off. Okay? I mean, I'll have people say, hey, did you see what I posted on your Facebook wall today? No, I didn't. That pisses people off too, because they think I'm disinterested. But what it is if I spent my time just focusing on all of the communiques coming into me on a day-to-day basis, I would get nothing done.
Absolutely.
So what should we do?
Well, you know, there's a recent study done. They're talking about, you know, Facebook and how it affects our well-being. And they found that it was negatively correlated. So, you know, excess use of social media, even though we're more connected in some ways, we're feeling less connected, we're feeling less well. And what they found is that there's really only one simple way to counteract that. First of all, we're not good at moderation, and we're not good at willpower. It's something that we have in finite supply. And they've done separate studies that show our ability to resist checking our phones is less than our ability to resist smoking a cigarette or you know, taking some sort of addictive drug. So it's more powerful. But really what they found is the only way to get around this or to kind of get over this is to cut it out, is abstinence.
So I see that now I see the correlation. So, you know, processed food, empty calories, people eat, they don't feel satisfied, they eat more, they still don't feel satisfied, they eat more, and they continue to eat and eat and eat because these processed foods are not satisfying. These relationships online are also not satisfying, so you interact with them more and more and more, but you still come away feeling less satisfied, and it's the same thing as processed foods. Now I understand what you're getting at here.
Absolutely, and that's 100% it. And it's really interesting because the analogy goes deeper. There's social media, in many ways, it represents empty social calories. There's a study done. It was in the Journal of Evolution and Human Behavior, and they had it was women that they did the study on, and there's young girls. They gave them a stressful experience, and in this particular experiment, they had them take a difficult exam. And after taking the difficult exam, they either had the option of calling and speaking to their mother on the phone, speaking with them in person, or sending them a text message. And what they found is that oxytocin levels, which is a hormone related to, you know, kind of feeling good and social
sure.
bonding, and
sure.
it's something that apes release when they groom each other, kind of tying back into that original theory by Robin Dunbar. But what they found is that the oxytocin goes up when you talk on the phone and when you speak face-to-face, but it doesn't when you text message. And what they found is that the salivary cortisol levels in the girls who text messaged stayed elevated. They didn't get that drop in cortisol that the other study participants did. So even though the reward centers of the brain are stimulated, all these other components aren't. So it's just like getting the calories, but it's not getting the nutrition.
That is so interesting. And it's getting worse. Did you happen, for whatever reason, especially if you have young children at home, see the movie WALL-E?
Yes.
So I you know what? I have to commend Pixar for this movie, okay? It's a kid's movie, but it actually is a cryptic look into what the future will be if we stay on the track we're on right now. So the Earth is destroyed and polluted and unlivable, and we must live in outposts out in, you know, in space. People no longer walk, and we've not walked for so long that bones no longer connect. As an evolutionary process, there's no need for a skeleton if you don't bear weight. So now we spend our days in these hovercrafts that we our own personal little hover ship, and we don't look at people. There's a camera on the unit that looks for you, and you have a monitor in front of you that allows you to see what's in front of you, plus use all of these other orthotic devices to help you gauge, you know, where you are and blah blah blah, and maps and GPS and all this stuff. So you never actually look and interact with anybody. You interact with them on a screen, even though they are right in front of you in their hovercraft. And I remember seeing that and thinking, wow, this is a kid's movie, but it is telling a story of the track that we're on. And relationship, people didn't touch anymore. Relationships were meaningless. There was no real relationship because everything was insular as a result of not being able to get up, move around, touch, and engage people one-on-one the way we used to. And really, with the advent of this, oh, now we're so connected, that is exactly where we're going, isn't it?
Everything is mediated by technology, and that really kind of brings up the question of, well, who's really benefiting? And, you know, you look at the processed food industry. We don't go out and harvest our own food. We have no connection to it. We really don't have any idea where it's coming from. So similarly, we're harvesting our friendships from a company, Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or what have you, and we're not actively, physically, we're not eating locally, you could say. You know, we're not interacting with the person next door. We're interacting with somebody 1,000 miles away, but it's through the medium of some business's interest. And we have to wonder, well, what are their interests? Is their interest our interest, or is it their own profitability? And I have to think that a company like Facebook isn't super concerned about our well-being. They're really looking at their bottom line and really not concerned about any potential long-term consequences that overuse of their product, which is what it is, might confer.
This is interesting, and I have a question to pose. Actually, I have a couple of them. I want to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side with speaking with Tony Federico. We're talking about processed friends, processed foods, what really relationships on the internet, what are they really doing for you or not doing for you? It's an important discussion because we do this inanely, day in and day out, without even thinking about the fact that it is having an impact on us. We're going to take a quick commercial break. In the meantime, during the break, go to paleomagonline.com. Learn more about Tony Federico. We'll be right back.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iPhone, Force Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Could Altrient supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on Superhuman Radio. .com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Build muscle. That is Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. You know what I was thinking of, Tony?
What's that?
So just imagine, right, if we could do like an experiment on somebody without them knowing it, right? So imagine we had somebody that had maybe 300, 500, 700 friends, and every day they're on Facebook and they're playing, you know, Facebook games and inviting their friends to Facebook and commenting on all their Facebook friends' posts and posting pictures of the dog and the cat. One morning they wake up and they're completely blocked from Facebook. They can't get to the page. They can't get to their – in fact, when they finally do get to – Facebook, because they go to the library. They think this is, you know, I gotta get on Facebook. I get on Facebook. I gotta find out what's going on. And after hours of trying at home, they go to the library. They log on from, you know, some obscure computer, and they get on and they log in. They say your account has been deleted. You have no more friends on Facebook. I wonder what kind of anxiety that would produce in a person.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that they've actually had digital natives, so kids that have grown up with technology that have had it since day one. They tasked them to abstain for 24 hours, and this was a study that was done through the University of Maryland, and they basically wanted to find out what happens when you take a digital native and you cut them off. And so they were cut off from all sorts of media, so all screens, but really the thing that the students commented on the most was missing out on their cell phones and missing out on that social interaction. And basically what they experienced was tantamount to withdrawal. You know, they experienced trembling and anxiety, And I've even heard it being compared, the level of anxiety being compared almost to losing a limb. It's almost like a phantom limb syndrome where there's almost physical pain at the thought of being disconnected from this, from this device.
This is scary stuff.
It's pretty intense. You know, I think one of the things, obviously, I think it's hard for people to, it's not something that we really want to hear. We took this technology into our lives in a very short amount of time, and there's really no thought given to the long-term consequences. It's not like a drug where they do clinical trials and they test for the effects. You know, this is something that was unleashed upon the public really very quickly and without any sort of consideration for what might be the long-term effects of this. And
well,
I think we're becoming dependent.
But okay, so let's back up. We talk about it's unleashed upon the public. Okay, automobiles have been unleashed upon the public. There's a lot of things that we can't live without anymore that we
sure.
could look at and say, wow, these have reshaped the human condition and the experience here on the planet. And some for good, some for bad, and some good with bad.
Yep.
And so I guess the real question is this phenomenon contributing a greater deal to the human experience without causing problems? Or is this phenomenon contributing nothing to the human experience and causing problems? Or even worse, is this phenomenon detracting from the human experience and causing nothing but problems? So we could say, yeah, you're right. People don't walk anymore because of cars, but look at what it's done for us. We can go long distances. We can do things. It's expanded the world. So clearly there's been some downsides to the automobile, but there's a lot of upsides as well.
I don't see
any upsides to Facebook. I got to be honest with you.
It's I wouldn't say it's good or bad. It's a different experience. You know, it's a different human experience. It's one that we've never had before. So it's uncharted territory. You know, even with something like the automobile, if you took somebody who was accustomed to traveling by horse or by foot, the idea that they could cover, you know, hundreds of miles in a day without having to feed a pack animal, that was inconceivable. You know,
right.
the railroads were inconceivable to people. It represented a complete paradigm shift, and I think that that's what we're seeing here. It's a completely different experience, never before encountered by our species. And we're only starting, I think, to get a little glimpse at what the effects and what the consequences are. When processed foods were introduced into the marketplace, and when I say processed foods, I really mean the processing of an extreme degree.
TV dinner, for instance.
Exactly. Yeah. Like the 1950s, you know, in the 19th century, you know, processing in terms of grain, grinding and cooking, it had been around for you know, almost as long as human beings have been around.
But right, but not in an aluminum foil plate, a meal completely
exactly.
loaded with all sorts of chemicals to keep it fresh,
yep.
put into a thing, frozen, you just take it and put it in the oven and you eat it. This is the height of processing.
Absolutely. When we really reached this kind of new level of industrial food. When that first happened, people looked at it as a great thing. It saved them time. You didn't have to spend as much time in the kitchen preparing a meal. It was an equalizing force. A woman wasn't having to prepare a meal for her husband, for example. So, with the workforce becoming more gender neutral, you know, that opened up opportunities for, you know, the family to be fed without one person having to stay home and do a lot of cooking. So, you know, that initial convenience was taken really as a holy good thing. And I think that that's similar to what we've experienced with stuff like Facebook, where we're looking at the initial convenience. We're like, hey, look, I found this friend from, 20 years ago. Now we can hang out. Great. You know, there's convenience there. There's fun, interesting things about it. It's new, it's different. You know, just as, you know, tasting foods that have never before existed on the face of the earth. It's interesting. It's different. It's something that, you know, hits our senses in a way that natural foods do not. And this is doing the same thing for our social circuits, you know, the way that our brain interprets friendships and the way the brain processes relationships. It's hitting it in a way that's interesting, it's highly rewarding. But there's consequences, as there are in any sort of convenience or technological innovation.
So when you first started doing this research to discuss this and write about it and promote this notion, did it cause you to look at your own social media activity?
Absolutely.
And did you alter it? Did you do anything differently?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is it's forced me to be aware. And I think anytime there is a behavior change, the first step has to be awareness. And for example, if somebody's going to McDonald's every day for lunch and doesn't think it's an issue, they're not going to stop. But you start giving that person some information. You start telling them, hey, you know, this food comes from this factory 1,000 miles away. Look what's in this stuff, you know, all these chemicals. And you start telling them about the effects of these chemicals, and you start getting them to think. You know, that awareness makes it harder and harder to just blindly follow habit. And we do have something in our brain, the prefrontal cortex, that allows us to be more than just our impulses and our habituated behaviors. So even though processed food and processed friends stimulate our reward centers in our brain, those deep centers, the mesolimbic pathway is what it's called, that are triggered by dopamine, even though it stimulates that, we do have this higher brain center that can really override that with practice, with time, in much the same way that we can break our habit of eating junk food and sitting on the couch all day, even though we do have a deep impulse to do just that.
Do you think there's a linkage between people who suffer from mild, I don't want to say depression, but disillusionment about life and a higher interactivity with these social media platforms to try to make up for, or those momentary dopamine releases kind of just make them feel better on a moment-to-moment basis?
Well, you know, they've certainly done research to show that dopamine release from checking status updates and things like that is real. And I think any time you have a rewarding behavior and rewarding in the sense of stimulating these reward pathways in the brain, whether it's shopping online, whether it's eating a donut from Krispy Kreme, whether it's doing a line of cocaine or whatever the case may be, anytime you have a highly rewarding activity or substance, there's the opportunity for abuse. And they talk about in addiction research, not everybody becomes an addict. You know, there's plenty of people that have tried plenty of things and not become addicted to them. But when you have genetic factors and when you have, so there's heritable traits, in addition to environmental factors, so how that individual was socialized and what experiences that person might have had that affect the wiring of the brain. When you have that combination of susceptibility on a genetic level and then environmental triggers,
reinforces that, the behavior.
Yep,
yeah,
absolutely. And you create the potential for addiction. And I think we're going to see the same exact thing. And maybe one person becomes obese as a result of overeating. One person becomes addicted to drugs. And now we have a new avenue, a new opportunity to become addicted to social media and internet use.
So I'm sitting here thinking, okay, so what can people do? Like, for instance, I have some advantages to this whole process, right? I regularly close Facebook when I'm sitting here. In fact, when I'm done with the show and after I post the show, I close Facebook. Because I know that if Facebook is open and then I see there's a blinking message, it distracts me from the tasks that I have to do. And I am also worried about the RF that is being emanated from my phone into my body. So I refuse to put my phone in my pockets. In fact, it causes lots of problems. Elisa could tell you because I misplace my phone regularly because it's like I will not put it in my pockets. And in fact, whenever we go out, I leave my phone in the car. I say, look, I'm not a brain surgeon. No one's going to die if they can't reach me.
Yep.
The world will go on. I can wait to read those text messages later, which I want to talk about text messaging also before we end this whole process. But so what do you think the average person out there who, when they see that little tab light up that they have a message on Facebook or something and they must go to it immediately, should they just start to refrain from going immediately? Just ignore it, let it load up and give you, say, I'm only going to check Facebook once an hour?
Well, I think seeing it, you might be able to resist for a period of time. So for example, if you have your phone, if you have the Facebook app, if it's sending push notifications and alerts and things like that, you might be able to resist for a period of time, but you're going to give in. You're going to – the way the reward center of the brain works, it's not just the act, the rewarding act. It's the anticipation. It's everything leading up to it.
Right.
It's all the things that relate because the brain works in an interconnected way. We don't – our understanding of the brain for many years was sort of this linear process. You know, you have input, and then you have processing, and then you have output. But the way the brain works is it's relational. It's connected. So anything that sort of hints at you know, you go in your car, you check Facebook. So the next time you get in your car, you're going to get that impulse. You go to bed, before you go to bed, you go online and check Facebook on your phone in your bed. You know, every time you go to bed, then you're going to think of that. You're going to feel like you need that. So it creates that habituation. It creates that association. And you see that in drug research where, you know, showing someone who is a former heroin addict a spoon and a needle creates stimulation in the reward centers of the brain. So I think really if you're going to be effective in moderating your social media consumption through smartphones, and like you said, reducing your exposure to potentially harmful effects of the phone itself, which isn't even something that we've really been talking about, but you mentioned it, the radio frequency or the radiation. Electromagnetic radiation coming out of the phone. We don't know what the long-term effects of having that up against our head talking or in our pocket next to our reproductive organs. We don't know what that's going to be.
Right.
So that's a whole other consideration.
Well, I think the first step is that my audience needs to turn push notifications off, it sounds like, because I just thought about it. I thought, okay, what's the first step, right? So, and interestingly enough, the pusher was the guy when I was a kid who got you hooked on drugs.
Yep.
And the push notification is what's going to get you hooked on this whole revolving cycle of wasted time checking for things that are unnecessary. If you don't get a push notification, then you just check it when you're ready, as opposed to, hey, look at me, pay attention, here I am, you better respond now, you're going to miss out.
It's putting you in the driver's seat, and I think that that's really the key. It's not never use Facebook, never use your phone again. It's be in control of your use. Be volitional. Decide when you're going to use it, rather than it deciding when you're gonna jump on there. And basically, you know, we talk about hacking and biohacking and you know, all these ideas of using technology to get something out of our body. Well, we're being hacked. You know, when you get that alert and then you feel the compulsion to check your phone, you've just been hacked.
Yeah.
You know, it's an algorithm figuring out how to push your reward buttons to get you to do a specific action at a certain percentage of, you know, of the time, which relates to the bottom line of a particular company, which is ultimately making a profit off of your behavior. So, you know, it's putting us in the driver's seat is really the big thing. And I think turning off those push notifications, deleting an app from the phone if you're habitually using it. So require that you actually go on a laptop, sit down, and open up the computer if you're going to check Facebook. You know, that's another option as well.
And close Facebook from time to time. All right, let's do this. We're going to take our last commercial break. We're talking with Tony Federico. His website is paleomagonline.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order. People who want the the best whey protein in the world, turn to WheyNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WheyNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WheyNaturalUSA.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back.
I only smoke weed when I need to.
See, Snoop Dogg only smokes weed when he needs to. And so chances are he only uses Facebook when he needs to. He is not responding to the push notifications at all. In fact, Richard Patterson just said on Facebook, which we're saying Facebook is bad, but not during the show it's not bad. That's the time you should be on Facebook. He said the push notification equals the pusher. Great analogy. Okay, so I guess the bottom line is that people just need to start controlling their use of social media and being more in control of how they use social media. That's the bottom line here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that we have an opportunity here to exercise some awareness and some consciousness and some intentionality with our social media use before it gets to the point where, like processed foods, it's just endemic to our society, and it's just so ingrained that we are in too deep. And my fear is that if we become overly dependent on all of our social interactions taking place through the medium of technology, just like in that scene from WALL-E, we're really going to lack the capacity to effectively communicate face-to-face. And we know that the brain, just like every other aspect of the body, responds to stimulation with adaptation. And if we no longer demand that our body and that our brain if we're no longer in the situation, if we're no longer receiving the stimulation of having to connect face-to-face with other people, we're going to lose that capacity.
You know what one of my frustrations is? Text messages, and I'll tell you why. I have two pet peeves with text messages. I had this conversation with my daughter, Sydney, who, by the way, is 16 years old today. Happy birthday, Sid. Recently, I said, you know, when we were cave people, before we developed language to communicate, we had to communicate with a series of gestures, grunts, and hand motions, which made it impossible to communicate while you were carrying heavy things, right? If you were carrying a boulder and you wanted to tell somebody, hey, watch out for that saber-toothed tiger, you had to drop the boulder, right? And so then we develop language, very, very efficient, we have multiple words that have different meanings, and languages set us free. And as Dr. Kenneth Ford pointed out the other day, language is really an external orthotic that allows us to process and save thoughts. And so language really changed us as a being. And now we come full circle with the advancement of technology, text messages, which requires that you have both hands holding a device in order to communicate with somebody. We've gone back to the caveman days here. So in other words, when I'm texting, I can't tell someone, you know, hey, get out of the way. You know, I can't wave my hands at them or something like that because I'm busy texting.
You know, I think with things like the text messaging, you know, there's obviously the effects of over multitasking. We're trying to do too many things at once. You know, you look at text messengers while driving, it's the equivalent of being intoxicated. You know, so it's just as bad as drunk driving. I think for me, it really comes down to the fact that it's reduced human communication. You know, I would say that the caveman waving his arms around because of the fact that he's physically in proximity to his, you know, friend or family member, tribesman, what have you. There's a lot more information being transmitted there, and we try to approximate that with smileys and with icons and things of that nature. But we're really distilling down just the fraction of communication to the barest minimum, and we're missing out on the richness, and we're missing out on the fullness of being a human and being alive, which includes being out of control and having an awkward conversation from time to time. You know, it's having, you know, people that you don't connect with all the time. And I think that that's one of the dangers of Facebook, is that it's so predictable. You can go on there. You can always sort of expect that you're going to get, you know, likes and things of that nature. But we need the whole spectrum. We need the good. We need the bad if we're really going to live a full and rich social life.
Well, the other thing is, like, an email, people know if you get an email that you will respond to it, you have to take time and whatever. But text messages almost demand immediacy, right? So if somebody texts you, and you don't respond right away, and especially if you have a smartphone that says that your text has been seen, and they're there tapping their foot going, you know, what the hell? And see, I treat text messages like emails.
Yep.
If it's something that I need to answer right away, I will. But if it's, you know, I run my day by something called mission critical tasks. So if I don't do this today, things will crash and burn. And if it's not mission critical, I push it back because I have way too much to do every day anyway. So if your text message is not mission critical to me, I won't respond. That pisses people off because they think that because they texted me, it implies that I have seen it. I should have responded by now.
Yeah, there's that social expectation. And I think we're going to see more and more of that where, you know, the promise of technology has always been that it's going to save us time. But inevitably, it makes us busier and gives us more and more to do. And, you know, people are going to assume that because you have a smartphone that you're available at any time. People will text message you in the middle of the night when they never would have dreamt of showing up at your house or giving you a phone call. But we don't have there isn't really a social norm yet in place, or it's creating a new social norm where we're expected to be accessible at all times. And you know, I think there's an interesting connection between social ability and circadian rhythms. And if we're looking at the health effects of excess social media use, that's another one, because
right before bed,
you know, being exposed to faces right before bed can disrupt melatonin production and increase cortisol. And so I think that there's going to be more and more coming out as we learn about this, as far as when is it smart to use social media, when is it smart to be available for social interaction, and when do we need to step back and disconnect in order to reconnect.
Well, I want to mention one other thing that is clearly detrimental. So I did a show many years ago with a scientist, and I can't remember her name, and we talked about the single most damaging things to the brain, right? Number one was anesthesia. Number two was multitasking. And I would said, but I would have thought multitasking honed the brain. She says, no. She says, the brain is a single processor device. So it's always sampling. It cannot co-process. You can't do two things at one time. It's not like half of your brain is focusing on this and half of your brain is focusing on that. The brain only can focus on one thing at one time. So when you're multitasking, it's taking data from the one event thing that you're doing and sampling it with the data from the other thing that you're doing and trying to share processor bandwidth with both of these things, going back and forth, back and forth. And this puts, like a processor, right? If you give a processor too many things to do, what happens to it? It burns out.
Yeah, you know, it slows down. I've seen studies that show that your ability to switch from one task to another is impaired the more that you multitask. So, you know, there's the illusion of productivity there. There's the story that we tell ourselves, obviously, that, no, I'm a great multitasker. You know, everybody, you know, wants to think that they are, but there's really no such thing.
Yeah. Multitasking is damaging to the brain. And that's why when you've got your phone and people are texting you and you're at your computer and you're answering Facebook, you're doing all these things at one time, you have to stop. It's not good for you. Okay, listen. We've come to the end of the interview. It's been a great interview. Tony Federico has a great website, paleomagonline.com. Real quick, synopsize, what is different about Paleo Mag Online than some of the other paleo websites, you think?
Well, you know, just so everyone's aware, you know, Paleo Mag Online is the website for Paleo Magazine. You know, I'm fortunate enough to be involved. It's really a team effort. The editor of the magazine and the owner, the guy who started all, Kane Credicott, has given a lot of people, myself included, the opportunity to really share their thoughts and ideas about the ancestral way of life, everything from sleep to diet to exercise to stuff like Facebook. You know, he's given a physical medium, so it's a physical magazine that you can buy at Barnes & Noble. Whole Foods stores carry them, or you can order a subscription online at Paleo Mag Online. But it's basically a magazine dedicated to the paleo, the ancestral health lifestyle. You know, I'm doing their podcast. You know, we had you on as a guest. That episode's going to be coming out, Carl. So that's, you know, one of the great things that we get to do there. We're looking at branching out into, you know, putting out some videos and other things. And of course, you know, the irony is that we do use social media, but I think we want to be responsible and within the medium, within technology, promote responsible use, get people to think. And, you know, even if that might cost us, you know, maybe some Facebook likes or whatever the case may be, you know, I think that's a worthy price.
I'm not convinced Facebook likes translate to anything meaningful from a business model anyway. So just for the record. And you know what? Yeah. And I think the best piece of advice is turn the push notifications off, close the Facebook tab when you're working, and get disconnected once in a while. You know, it's a good thing. Tony, thanks so much for being on the show.
Hey, it's been a pleasure, man. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. And also want to thank Rob Regish for the first hour for coming on and performing the Blueprint Power Hour. And also thanks to Alex Lee for coming on and sharing his experience with Aura MD. Check out Aura MD. Go to superhumanradio.com. Buy one, get one free for a little while longer. Check it out. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.